Hello and welcome to English Podcasts with Chris and Sue. For more information, visit english-podcasts.com.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Sue.
And hi, Craig.
Hi, Susan. Hi, Chris. Good to see you again. Good to be back.
He's our film correspondent.
In Toledo, Spain.
Yeah, absolutely. So have you seen any good films recently?
I've watched a number of films recently. I saw Steven Spielberg's latest one. I saw that last week. The Fableman. I think it was nominated. It might have been nominated for Best Picture, but it didn't win it. And it's more about his early life on how he got into filmmaking. So it was more about Spielberg's early days as a filmmaker and what it was like growing up under the Spielberg roof, I suppose. So yeah, very interesting.
And out of 10, how many points would you give it as a
If I had to choose from 10, I'd probably give it a high 8, to be honest. I was impressed. I really enjoyed it.
So were you surprised it didn't win an Oscar or?
Yeah, I was surprised. I was surprised that it didn't win the Best Picture. It was you don't have to be a big fan of filmmaking to appreciate the film because there's lots of other drama going on in his life and a lot of character development as well. But yeah, it was a surprise for me that it didn't win anything.
I fancy watching that actually because I read about it and I think mm-hmm. I just did it. So I'll have to.
Yeah, that's good. I was in two worlds about whether to go to see it or not. But then it was one Sunday evening. I just decided, yeah, well, I've got a bit of time now. I'll go and watch it. And yeah, definitely a decision well made.
And where you are, do you have films in the mm-hmm. original version?
Yeah, thankfully. Yeah. On Tuesdays, they usually show films in the original language. So that is something. But on this particular Sunday, when I went to see the Spielberg one, they had it in English as well. So that was nice. Okay. And they also do, they'll show some old films on, I think it's on Tuesdays. Like one month, they did a Hitchcock month, and depending on the month they'll do some other things, so that's nice as well. So yeah, that's good. And what about you two? Have you seen any? You asked me if I'd seen any films, and what have you seen recently?
Well, funnily enough, we both went last night to see The Whale.
Ah, okay, yeah.
Have you seen it?
I have. Yeah, I saw it some weeks ago. Yeah, well, who's gonna go first?
Oh, I don't think you're brimming over with enthusiasm, Craig.
I actually enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
I thought it was a good film. I thought mm-hmm. the character was excellent.
Yeah.
I was expecting a lot mm-hmm. more. I don't know what I was expecting, really, but a mm-hmm. lot more soppy stuff. And it was not at all.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. No, I did. I did enjoy it, I have to say. I did enjoy it. I saw it about 3 or 4 weeks ago, so I've had a bit more time to mentally digest it, I suppose.
Digest it. Sorry. Yeah.
Sorry. No. I don't mean it in that way. It's not like very heavy going. But no, I did enjoy it. It tackled a lot of interesting themes and important ones as well. But I don't know. Part of me, I don't want to give any spoilers for those listening.
Oh, come on, we can do a few spoilers. Yeah.
Who might not have seen it yet. Yeah, I thought some parts were very good. Overall, it was very good. But I thought they had the Oscars in mind when writing it and when releasing it. Okay. A lot of it was very, I don't know, a bit too perfect or well. But no, it was, I think, Brendan Fraser, he won the Oscar, didn't he, for the best actor?
Yeah.
And probably deservingly so. His performance was.
But had you
terrific.
Read about it before you went to see it? Had you read reviews or anything? No, normally.
No, nothing. No. I went in not knowing anything, only the title, and just saw the poster. I didn't know anything.
Yeah, me too.
About it.
Way too much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not really the sort of film I would go to see. It's not really my cup mm-hmm. of tea. But
yeah.
I have to say, I was captivated by mm-hmm. it. absolutely captivated. And the fact it takes place in not exactly one room, but in two rooms as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I never noticed
that. It was like, really intense, and I thought it was really good. And in fact, when I came out of the film, I checked all about it. And in fact, the story was, the guy who wrote it, it was based on a kind of true life story.
Oh,
it was
okay.
It was a play. Yeah. It was a play.
Ah, okay.
Literally based on somebody's life.
Ah, you know? Okay. Okay.
I thought it was pretty good, actually. Right. And having seen a lot of the other films, I thought he really did deserve the Brendan Fraser, is his name?
Yeah, Brendan Fraser, yeah.
He really did deserve the Oscar, I thought.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought his performance was, very powerful. He put everything into it, I thought,
A funny thing, because there's a festival of short films on at the moment.
Okay. Very good.
We were in the movie theater, and we were sat down, and we thought we were in the wrong wrong place, because unannounced, it's one of the old-fashioned cinemas. Yeah, it's called the American a really old one.
Oh, wow.
And it's a great place. Lovely. Yeah. Lovely atmosphere. And they started playing this film called Fingers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This American, German guy. Mm-hmm. And it starts off with him. If you can find it, his name is Anger, which is finger, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it starts off by him ordering a pizza. And then the virtual assistant sort of knows everything about him. And it's quite good, because it's a real on how social media and AI, etc., has a real hold on us and so much data about us.
It was
really, really good.
Yeah, I kind of like the two of you with the whale. I kind of liked some parts, and then really disliked other parts. Just going briefly back to it. Just some parts for me, I thought it was a little bit labored. I thought some parts were like too conveniently constructed, but I respect that a lot of people were behind it and they got their idea onto paper and from paper onto screen. But some parts for me were just a bit too, I don't know, a bit robotic rather than a more natural flow.
Oh, that, well, so you wouldn't have voted for it then? Okay.
I don't think so. I enjoyed The Fabelmans a lot more. Yeah. That's just my personal opinion.
But I have to say, one of my favorite films of this season has been Elvis.
Oh, okay, yeah.
No one's seen it apart from me. Okay, well, I am an Elvis.
I haven't seen it either. I'll have to go into.
But the actor who played Elvis, well, astounding, I would say. And he was my real front runner.
Do you like music though?
It helps, I suppose.
I don't like.
Okay. Does it explore all his life or a particular area?
Spoiler alert, everybody. But it explores how he was exploited.
Colonel
Tom Parker. Played by Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks was in it.
Did a good job. The actor, wow, I was blown away. He was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to win the Oscar. But having seen The Whale last night, it was a different performance. The Whale is much more dramatic.
Yeah, it really is.
Ups and downs. It was a lot more of a thoughtful performance. But the guy who played Elvis, wow.
Yeah, I have heard very positive things about that. Just unfortunately, I haven't seen it. I do like and respect Elvis, though. So I will. I do still have it on my list. I'll try to tick it off. Soon enough.
Do you know the expression, it's Marmite?
Oh, yeah, yeah. If it's what I think it is, like, you either love it or you hate it.
Exactly. There's no middle ground. You either love something or you hate it.
Yeah.
Well, I have a film that I saw recently, and I absolutely loved it.
What's that?
People who around me who didn't like it at all, and some too far away from me.
So just sitting next to you, actually,
and other people. And it was The Banshees of Inishillin.
I haven't. What a terrible Irishman I am.
You are a terrible Irishman.
Where are you from, Ireland, Craig?
They're going to take my passport away from me now. I'm from near Dublin. I was born in Dublin, but raised in a town some kilometers away on the on the east coast, in a town called Bray, Bray. But I have heard some fantastic things about that film. The scenery.
Have you heard some bad things about it too?
I haven't heard any bad things, to be honest.
It's just me on this planet.
No, it's not actually me. There's other people as well.
Okay.
I totally love it. I just really, really love it. I think it's my favourite film of recent time.
It's a quick synopsis. Wow.
Well, it's about a guy that one day gets up and decides that he's not friends with another guy in this little tiny village on an island off the coast of Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And what I love about it is the simplicity of the dialogues and the simplicity of all of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the one guy, it's about friendship and about the one guy who is sort of perplexed that this guy doesn't want to be a friend anymore.
Oh, wow.
And it gives him the reason, and it just doesn't seem like a reason. It's really weird, but I just love it. I mean, the countryside was lovely.
Mm-hmm.
I love the dialogues. It's absolutely, I loved it. Yeah.
The two actors are amazing. Amazing actors as well. Colin Farrell and
you, Chris, that the actual
Brendan Gleeson.
The scenery was lovely. It's the scenery that kept me going, really. But I found the dialogue dull, uninteresting, slow, and I thought the plot was pointless.
Yeah,
and apart from that, I had a nice glass of wine in the cinema, actually.
Oh, okay, well, that's one positive thing for you.
There you go.
Yeah, no, I'll have to watch it.
If I can say another film that did win.
Yeah.
Everything, Everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
All at Once.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it. But it did. It just came out of nowhere, really.
Yeah. Well, I saw it on Amazon because it's on the
Prime. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's on Prime. Yeah.
I can't give a synopsis because I've no idea about it.
Okay.
I'd call it creative chaos.
Wow.
And it was all about parallel universe.
Okay.
Actually, no idea what was going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But there you go.
Okay. I've heard a lot of mixed things about it, but mainly positive. And the boy from, well, he's not a boy, he's a man now. The guy who was in Indiana Jones, the second Indiana Jones, he won Best Supporting Actor, I think.
That's right.
The Asian actor, I can't remember his name.
He was like 10 years old in Indiana.
Yeah, Georgia. Yeah, he was 10. Yeah. So, I've got a lot of homework to do in terms of watching films.
What have you hated, apart from the ones you've mentioned?
There is a Spanish film I saw recently. Well, I'm just going to put it out there, seeing as I'm here in Spain. It's called... it's from Galicia, a place in Spain, and in Galego it's Asbestas, but then it's called The Beasts in English.
Ah, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've seen this. This is on Canal Plus in France.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, I saw a bit of about this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Where they were sort of, it looked like they were going to kill some guy in a orchard. Or whatever.
Yeah.
I must watch that.
Yeah, if you have the opportunity, you should definitely you should check it out if you can. You have the opportunity, it's
right.
Yeah, it's and it won 9 awards recently in Spain. They have the Goya Awards, like the Spanish Oscars, you could call it, and picked up. It swept it. It won 9 awards, but. Yeah, that I watched that one recently, and I finally watched The Quiet Man last Friday. It was St. Patrick's Day, so The Quiet Man, John Wayne, directed by John Ford, shot in Ireland. So I decided, it's been a long time coming, from 1952, but some parts, it's a little bit outdated now. Mm. But visually, it's gorgeous. Visually, Impressive.
Which is filmed a lot on the beach, isn't it? Is that one? Or was that Ryan's daughter?
I think that was Ryan's daughter. Yeah, this one, it was shot on location in the west of Ireland, Ashford Castle, I think. Yeah, I think it was Ashford Castle, it was called, the location. It's about an Irish-American boxer who comes back home to Ireland to buy property. And, well, he encounters a girl and, well, one thing leads to another. And if I keep on talking, I'll probably drop a few spoilers. So,
okay.
yeah, it's very old. I've seen that. And what else did I watch? Finally got around to watching Lawrence of Arabia. Yeah, that was
the Peter O'Toole one.
Yeah, yeah, that's the very one. All 3.5 hours of it. I think it was the length that was just really putting me off. But it was a Sunday, no major plans, so that was it. I decided, okay, today's the day for Lawrence. Yeah. And that's all really, just kind of older films, and then The Fablemans and The Whale would be the two new ones. But I will definitely be watching what was the name of it, Susan? The Everywhere All at Once?
Yeah,
the...
yeah. Everything, Everywhere,
oh, All yeah. at Once. Yeah.
Parallel Universe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
something about a very big donut. I'm not giving any spoilers.
Okay, wow.
Okay.
But you know, it was very creative.
Okay, yeah, I'll try and watch that one.
There was another one which I saw, which, funnily enough, is Irish as well.
Ah, okay.
An Irish Goodbye. Have you ever heard or you've not seen it?
I no. I think it was nominated. Recently, Irish Goodbye.
The Oscar for the best short film.
That was it. Okay.
23 minutes long. It's very good film.
Okay.
It was kind, it was nice, it was thoughtful,
it
was heartwarming.
Mm-hmm.
It was a bit like, I don't know if you've ever seen a film called Eaten by Lions.
Eaten by Lions? No. No.
A very, very good short film. Oh, well, it's not short. Mm-hmm. But it's a film, in fact, it's about two brothers, but not from the same father, who lose their mother. And one of them, the father was Indian, and the other one was like a white British guy. And they've got the ashes of their mother that they her last wish was to be spread in the sea at Blackpool.
Ah.
And this guy goes looking for his brilliant film. Have you seen
it? No, I haven't seen
it. Excellent film. And he actually meets his, it's a bit of a comedy type of thing, but it's very, very gentle. And it's a little bit like Last Goodbye. Eaten by Lions is brilliant. Oh, really, really brilliant.
An Irish Goodbye.
An Irish Goodbye. What did I say?
Last Goodbye.
The Last Goodbye. Well, it was Goodbye, wasn't it?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll definitely, I'll put that onto my, the never-ending list.
It is a really, really nice film.
Okay.
About nice people who don't... seem very nice. Yeah.
Okay. No, that sounds good. Yeah. But yeah, that's the one that won the best picture, though. Really, it was a big surprise. I can't remember how many it won.
Oh, I think seven, something like that. No, it won Best Actress.
This was
Everything Everywhere All
At Once. Right, okay.
Best Supporting Actor. Best Supporting Actress, which I don't think was actually deserved. But you know, as I like the Elvis film, you can see the difference. But it was good.
Yeah, no, I'll definitely try to watch it. Now I'm more curious than ever now, just to see. Want to see it for myself, see what it's all about. And
I want to say it was a big donut. In fact, it was a big bagel.
Ah, okay.
Oh, get that right.
All right, because this really does change the whole storyline.
It does. Wow.
Yeah.
The donut. Bagel.
Yeah. You had me sold with the donut, but now I'm... Yeah. My curiosity isn't as strong now.
So what else? It looks like you're the only real big movie goer here.
I must be.
Because the only one Susan's got a little list of stuff. The only one that I've seen is Avatar... Is it Waterworld? No, it's not Waterworld.
The Shape of Water, I think, wasn't it? The Shape of Water.
Or... film, The Shape of Water.
Oh, yeah, The Shape of Water. Yeah. That was another film.
That's about an alien. But yeah, I mean, Avatar, totally not my cup of tea.
Nor me, really. Mm-hmm. I only went for the CGR.
Yeah.
And the mm-hmm. CGR is good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. But Craig, you haven't seen it. It's not your cup of tea either.
No, I only saw the first one. They re-released it. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, they re-released it in the cinemas last September 2022. And when it came out all those years ago, yeah, it just never really appealed to me, to be honest.
No.
The first time. So then when it came out again in September, I decided, okay, I'll give it a go. And yeah, I enjoyed it, but story-wise, there wasn't really much for me. And for that reason, I still haven't gone to see the sequel, the second one. But maybe I will. Or I might wait till the third one, and maybe they'll re-release the second one.
See the Banshees
just before.
First.
Yeah.
See the Banshees first.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah. I think we'd be better off.
We've done the tour of all the films out at the moment, and some of the films that came out 50 years ago, Craig.
Yeah.
But you got around to it. But well, thanks very much for your.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
We certainly value your input.
Okay. It's always a pleasure.
And we look forward to speaking to you next time.
Yeah, perfect.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again at english-podcast.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes. And if you have an idea for a podcast or a blog, please get in contact with us through the site at english-podcast.com.